Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We're holding six lines from the bottom, from the top of the Amid. Six lines from the top of the Amid, where Abaya asks the Kasha, Eisvei Abaya. What's Abaya's Kasha? We have to go back to the Mishnah of Lamed Amid Beis. Take a quick review of the Mishnah, quick review of the Gemara, and then we'll understand what Abaya's Kasha is. We said in our Mishnah, V'kulon shahoyu behem kiddushin oy gerushin b'safek hari elu hatzores chol tzoyis v'loy misyamois. We have again a situation of two brothers, and one brother is married to a lady who has a sister. The other brother is married to a nochris. Let's give them names. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to a lady that has a sister. Shimon is married to a nochris. Fine. Under normal circumstances, if that's where the discussion ends, or that's where the scenario ends, what happens if Reuven, who is married to a lady who has a sister, then that lady falls liyibon to Shimon? Since there's no other lady in the picture except for the nochris, then there's no problem with Shimon being miyabim the Ashes Reuven. She is a nochris to him, his lady is his wife, is a nochris, no problem, no issue. But guess what happens? Shimon at some point decides that he wants to mekadesh the sister of Reuven. Jeff, we are on Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are back in the Mishnah on Chof Amid Beis. Lamed Amid Beis, sorry. So, Shimon at some point decides he wants to go and marry the sister of Reuven's wife. He was not previously married to her. Now he decides. It could be that he's married to his nochris for the last, let's say, 20 years. She was all on her own as the sole exclusive wife of Shimon, but Shimon decides he wants to get a second wife in addition to his first wife, and he decides to go and marry the sister of Reuven's wife. The problem was that they didn't do a good job because the kedushin was besafik. How do you have a kedushin besafik? Says the Mishnah, Ketzat Safik kedushin, Zorak lo kedushin. He went and threw to her her ring, or $100 bill, or whatever he wanted to use to mekadesh her with kesef. Safik karav lo, safik karav lo. And the ring or the money fell to the ground. If it fell close to him, meaning within his four ames, then the kedushin is not halal. If it fell within her dalet ames, in other words, let's say there are 10 ames which are separating the two of them, Baruch Hashem, he has a good arm for throwing, it fell within her dalet ames, then she is married to Shimon. On the other hand, what happens if it falls smack in the middle? There are exactly 8 ames between them, it falls on the 4 ama line in between him and between her, so I don't know what it's covered loy, I don't know if it's karav law, it's a safik, maybe she is mekudeshes, maybe she's not mekudeshes. So what happens under these circumstances? So our Gemara is going to tell us, since it's not clear, l'chayra we should just ignore what happened and go based on a chazakah. And if we went on a chazakah, what was the chazakah of this young lady? The chazakah was for the last 20 years that if and when Shimon Chas V'Shalom were to pass away, then she's going to fall liyibam to her brother-in-law, to Reuven. But because of the fact that Shimon has brought in the sister of Reuven's wife, if this were to be a kedushin, if we would decide that it's a kedushin, then what would happen? Then of course, just like the new Mrs. Shimon, if and when Shimon passed away, the new Mrs. Shimon would not fully even because she's a chois ishtoy of Reuven. Then similarly, when Shimon passes away, if Reuven passes away, chas v'shalom, so Reuven has the first sister of the two. If the kedushin with Shimon were a proper, good, legal, effective kedushin, what would happen is that if and when, chas v'shalom, Shimon were pass away, I have now two ladies. I have the Mrs. Shimon, who is also the sister of Mrs. Reuven, and I have the original Mrs. Shimon, who was the nochris. Oh, what would happen? What would happen is that both ladies would go out free. It means it would both be muteris l'shuk, because since we have an erva, and the original wife of Shimon becomes a tzara of that erva, so then there's nothing to talk about. there's no yibum, no chalitza, both go away because they're muteris lishma. So that's very simple. What would happen on the other hand if the kedusha was not chal? Because in fact the money was closer to Shimon than to Mr. Shimon, and therefore she never became married. And since she never became married, if and when chas v'sholem Shimon were to pass away, then the only one that falls liyibam is only the original Mrs. Shimon, because she's not a tzara of anybody. She's the sole lady. And therefore she would continue to go and fall liyibam to Reuven. But now we are in a suffix situation. What happened? Was it a good kedushin? And therefore she's now potter mizibam, petura meyibam et chalitza? Or do you say that the marriage was effective? And if it was effective, then she's potter meyibam v'chalitza. What do we do? Says the Mishnah, let's go and be machber. We said, Iker adin, says the Gemara, I would go back on her chazaka. And her chazaka was that for the last 20 years, she was oimedes liyibam if her husband were to pass away. But since we're not sure, because it could be that she's totally potter, because she's a tzara of an erva, you know what? Let's do chalitza and not yibam. That was the first halacha in the Mishnah, chodzeis v'lei misyamri. Okay, very straightforward. Now the Mishnah has the exact opposite case, where you have a gerushin. What means a gerushin? That Reuven was married to one sister, Shimon was married to the second sister, together with the tzara, the nachris, and these two have been tzarais together for the last 20 years. Meaning the nachris has been the wife of Shimon, as well as the sister of Reuven's wife, Mrs. Shimon, has also been married for the last 20 years. So therefore, the Tzora had been thinking to herself that Chas v'Sholom, if their husband passes away without children, what's going to happen to her? Then she's not going to fall liyibam to her brother-in-law, but rather what's going to happen is she's going to be muteris l'shuk. Why? Because she is the Tzora of an erva. This is what she has been thinking for all these years. A chazaka of muteris l'shuk. Guess what happened? What happened was, there was a suffik gerushin. Now, what was a suffik gerushin? L'choyer, the easy case would be, like we just said now, you talked about kedushin, he threw the money, and I'm not sure whether the money got to the other side, or it stayed on the four amma side of the husband. I could have said the same thing by a get. But that's not what the Mishnah tells us. The Mishnah gives us three interesting examples of somewhat second-class gittin. What were the second-class gittin? Again, we spoke about it yesterday. That's a suffik gerushin. But it doesn't say anything about the case of throwing the get, suffik karav loy and suffik karav la. And that l'chari would have been an easy case. It would be exactly the same case as the suffik kiddushin. It's a freight yamara. The ilav gerushin, suffik karav loy, suffik karav la, like tani. Why doesn't it say that case? My time. I'll tell you why. Because Isha Zubacheskes Heto Shukai Medes Umisafik got the Boli Oisra. For the last 20 years, these two ladies have been co-tzarais, meaning the second sister, as well as the Nochris, who are both married to Shimon. Both of them have been thinking to themselves, for the last 20 years, our husband has no children. If Chas v'Sholom here were to pass away, then we're going to be Mutar L'shuk, because obviously Reuven can't go and be Miyabin the Eish Shimon, who is his sister-in-law, because they're two sisters, so Chanerva. He also can't go and Miyabin the Tzara, because it's a Tzara's Erva, first Mishnah Ar Mesachta. So both of them had this Chazok of Heter L'shuk. So based on this newfangled notion that maybe there was a get, maybe there wasn't a get, maybe the get effectively fell karev loy and therefore was not a get, or maybe the get fell karev lo and it was a get, and that would make a major difference, because if the get is not a good get, so then the two ladies are muteris l'shuk, mutorois l'shuk. Why? Because you have a case of an erva. If and when Shimon were to pass away, then it's obvious that Reuven could not go and be miyabim the Eisha Shimon and not the other Eisha Shimon. One's an erva, one's a tzara's erva. That's if the get is not effective. But if the get were to be effective, because in fact we're going to paskin it with suffik karev lo, then the second sister is out of the picture. She's already a grusha. The only one that remains at the time of Misa Shimon is only the tzara. Then the tzara would fall yibam to Reuven. So says Yimara, since I don't know, you're taking away from Yimut Lishuk and saying, no, she has the Zika to Reuven. Misafik atabola oisa altasar na misafik. And of course, the Nigmar asked Amalia Bai, and the same thing, Megavi Kedushin, Nami Neima Isha Zubacheskis Heter, Liyava Mamedes. Lives in the first case of the Mishnah. Misafik atabola oisa altasar na misafik. Say the same thing over there. Says Nigmar, because there's going to be a Chumra. And that Chumra could cause problems. Now, without going through the Gemara here on the bottom, going to the Gemara on the top, the Gemara said that the reason why we don't want to be Machmir by Gerushin, but we do want to be Machmir by Kiddushin, because it could come out a big, big Kilko. If you're going to say Choltzois, you're going to come to be Nisyabmais. What does that mean? So what? Let's go back again to the case of the Kiddushin. What happened in the case of Kiddushin? We have over here the Tzara, who is not a Tzara yet, because she's a Nachris, all on her own, Eisha Shimon. So for the last 20 years, she's been thinking to herself, that if Chas V'Shalom, her husband passes away, she is going to fall the Yimim to her brother-in-law, to Reuven. So that's what we call Cheskas Heter Liyavam Oymedes. Cheskas Chazaka is that she's a Mutter to the Yavam. Okay, so now what happens? All of a sudden, one day, Shimon decides he may want to go marry the sister of the Eishes Reuven. Okay, now if and when we were to go and say that the Kedushin is effective, then she will no longer, then the original Mrs. Shimon will not, no longer be Chazaka of Mutter to the Yavam, because she's now going to become a Tzara of an Erva, just like the Erva cannot be Nisyabim, then she also cannot be Nisyabim. But that's only if the Kedushin is effective. If the Kedushin is not effective, that means nothing happened, and Vaita, she's Muteres to her Yavam. Says the Mishnah, I'm not sure, I have a suffix. You know what? Instead of being Nisyabim to the Yavam, get Chalitza from the Yavam. Oh, I'm going to go and get chalitza. That's a chumra, because otherwise she would be materis liyibum, and now I'm saying put on a chumra, only chaltzais. Moreover, if and when I said that the kedushin would be chal, she would be totally potter. She wouldn't need a yibum or a chalitza. You know what? Do a chalitza. Be on the safe side. You never know. It's a shayla. Do a chalitza. But what happens if, by mistake, people say, oh, if she's a medis lachalitza, she can also have a yibum? Says the Gemara here on top, Mitisiyabin, the Ein Bekachlum, not Nishkeferlach, because me Iker Dedina, since I have a suffix whether this Kedushin was Chal or not, guess what? Then we go back to her original Chazaka. Her original Chazaka was that she falls to her Yavam. So if instead of people saying, if she can do a Chalitza, but she can do a Yavam, fine, Mitisiyabin, the Ein Bekachlum, Nishkeferlach, we're going to rely on our original Chazaka. So that's how the Gemara explained the case of the Kiddushin. On the Gerushin, however, that's not the same outcome. What would be the Suffolk Gerushin? And again, whether the get reached her or didn't reach her, Talad Amas Hina, Talad Amas Seher. So until now, she was Cheskas Oymedes Lishuk. Why was she Oymedes Lishuk? Because for the last 20 years, they were Tzores, and one of them was a sister, and therefore, Chazok Oymedes Lishuk. Fine. What happens now? I'm not sure, because he threw a get to his wife. Maybe the get, again, to the sister of Mrs. Reuven. Maybe the get was effective, maybe the get was not effective. So what would I say if the get was not effective? Because I'm going to go bust the chazaka. What was the chazaka? That she was always muteres l'shuk. So what happens if I'm going to be machmir, and I'm going to go and say, I'm not sure, yes or no. You know, the best thing is let her have the chalitza. That will take care of all the problems. Why? Because maybe the get was effective. And if the get was effective, then that erva leaves the scene. And therefore she's a tzara. She falls liyibam. But on the other hand, I cannot say she should go mi misyabim. Because why can't she say misyabim? Because maybe she, in fact, is the tzara of an erva and is an issekaris. So not sure, you know what? Chaltzis lo misyabim. Let's do a chalitza. On the surface, it sounds fine. However, we have the concern that if people are going to say Cholzois, they'll say they may be also Misyab mice. Okay, so she'll make an Yibam. What's the problem? Oh, there's a big problem. Because since she had a Chazaka of all of these years, being a Tzara of an Erva, and now if it went, I'm sorry?
And Muteres L'shuk.
And Muteres L'shuk.
And Asher on her brother-in-law.
and therefore she's not allowed to go marry her brother-in-law, and in fact it becomes an issekar. It's like an eishes achshiyesh labanim. If I'm going to go and say, yeah, let's be on the safe side, we don't know, let's be choletzes, then people are going to say, no, if choletzes, then she could be misya bemis. If she's going to be misya bemis, what happened? She had a chazaka for the last 20 years that she happens to be a Torah Sa'erba, which is also Issacharis. Here I cannot go and say, no, Misyabim Ein Mekachlum. This would be a terrible, terrible kilkul. And that's why the Mishnah does not say Chotzeis V'loi Misyamais, but rather we're going to go back on her original chazaka. And what was the original chazaka of all these years? That she's Muteris Shuk. She's going to be Muter Shuk. That's how the Gemara went through the discussion. Why do we use the case of the Suffolk Kiddushin of Suffolk Karla, Suffolk Karla, and we don't say the same thing by the Suffolk Gerishin? So now, Freitach Abaya, sixth line from the top of Lamed Aleph Omer Aleph. It's the Abaya. Nofel Abaya is Olav V'al Bas Ochit, V'ein Yedua Eze Mehem Meis Rishon. The Gemara is giving another example. Instead of talking about Chois Ishtois, we're giving an example of Pitoy. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven had a daughter, and Reuven's daughter married Shimon. Is there anything wrong with Shimon marrying Reuven's daughter? Nothing wrong. It's an uncle marrying a niece. All very straightforward. All very, very simple. Good. So now Shimon married that niece. He also, by the way, had another wife. So now both of those wives have been thinking now for years that if Chas V'Shalom Shimon passes away, what happens? Both of them will be potter liyibam. Both of them will be mutter lishuk. Why? Because Reuven obviously cannot go and be miyavin his own daughter. So just like Bitoy is going to be potter, like we had in the first mission of the Masechta, then the tzar will also be potter. Vayi hayoyim, they were both standing in a surfside building, and Rachman Litzlan, the whole building collapsed. And after that, they found 69 bodies, or whatever it was, 71, Ichweisich. Anyway, among all the bodies, Rachman Litzlan was Shimon, as well as that Erva, the daughter of Reuven. The only one that's left behind, who Baruch Hashem was not in the building, was the Tzara, the other Mrs. Shimon. And now the question is, does she fool the Yibam or not? Then Yidua Ezemehem Meis Rishayim, who passed away first? Now if the husband would have passed away first, then the two Tzarais would be Oindois for potential Yibam to Reuven, and then the whole world would say, Reuven cannot marry the first one, he cannot marry the second one. One is an Erva, one happens to be the Tzara. Very simple. What happens, however, if the Bas Ochid, if the Erva passed away first, and then after that the husband passed away, so that at the time that the husband passed away, there was no Erva, there was no Tzara relationship, there was only one wife left, and that is the Tzara the Nachris, then she would fall the Yibam to Reuven. Oh, so now the question is, what do you do? V'ein Yidua Eizim Hem Meis, Meis Risha. You don't know which one is first, which one was second. To be on the safe side, have that Tzara du Chalitza and not Yibam. Freit Timur. Amai. Hochanami, why don't we say the same thing just like Gabri Gershon? Name Isha Zubacheskis Heto Lishukai Meres. For the last 20 years, they have been co-tzaras, these two wives, because one is the Bitoy and one happens to be the Tzara. So she always knew that if Chas V'Shalom, her husband, would pass away, she would not fall the Yibim to Reuven, but she would mutter Lishuk. Umisafik, and now Atavoli Oisra. And now you want to go and answer her. Altas Rana Misafik, don't go and be Aser Misafik, because what are you going to do? You're going to go and say, let's go and do a Chalitza. Guess what happens? Mitoy Chalitza, people are going to go and say, Nu Nisiabemis. Since her Chazaka all along was that she is Aser to the Reuven, why she Aser? Because of the fact that she was the Tzara of an Erva. Let's go back to that chazaka, and that chazaka says that she's mutal shuk. No, let's be machra. You never know. Let's do a chalitza. If you do a chalitza, people say, let's do a yibam. If she's going to go and do a yibam to her former brother-in-law, guess what's going to happen? We're going to have an iser erva. We're going to have a tzara who has the same din as an iser erva, where there's an iser kareis. It's a frank thing more. Just like by Unz in the Mishnah, we did not want to give the suffix get situation of karav loy karav la, because we're afraid of mitoy cholzois then misyabmois. Then I have the same question over here too. Because it's going to go and come out from a chumra, it's going to come out a potential tremendous kilkol. Let's go mimachmir. And that's why it says in this brisa, teresa chiletzes limisyabemes. Chumados lidekulu shemat oimer choltes chiletzes misyabemes. Is exactly the same, it's not exactly the same fact pattern, but very similar to our Mishnah, that both of the Tzaras had been code Tzaras for the last 20 years. In our Mishnah, the question is, was the get effective, and therefore the erva is out of the picture? And there the question was the Nebuch, the building collapse, effective to go and put the erva out of the picture? It's the same type of suffix. So just like by Unz, we don't want to say Chalitzes, because Mitoy Chalitza Boli De'ivam, over there we should say the same thing. Mitoy Chalitza maybe Misya Bemez. Everything more, there's a fundamental difference between a get and a building collapse. Gerishin V'shchichi Gozer Baraban. Every day of the week, unfortunately, there are gittin. Baruch Hashem, Mapoidism don't happen every day of the week. They happen occasionally, and it's a terrible tragedy. So what does the Gemara mean to say? By a get, we're not going to go and be machmir and say, let's put on a din of chaletz, just to be in the safe side. Let's do a din of chalitz. I'm not sure. Is she still a Tzaras Erev or not? Was it get effective or not? I don't know. Let's do a chalitza. No, we take chalitza bo lidei yibam. We take chalitza misya bemes. And therefore, since this can happen on an ongoing basis, the gabi a get, not that this particular shaylev karav law is a daily occurrence, but the dinam of gittin happen all the time. So therefore, Shri Barabban, they said, you know what? Don't say chalitza, because mitrei chaletzes, potentially misya bemes. However, my point is that l'shichu l'ravana, it doesn't happen every day of the week that you have a mapa'ilis, therefore I don't have to worry about it if we declare chaletzes, then people will say, mitrei chaletzes, misya bemes. People might say it, people may not say it, but the point is, this is such a rare occurrence that the Chum said, we don't have to deal with these rare occurrences. And therefore, we don't have to worry about it. If and when it happens, we'll worry about it at that time. Inam or have even a better teretz, if you will. Gerushin the kaima erva the kamuchach the tzarasa kamatzich lo chalitza amri kamo be rabbanon be gitta the gittim al yehu v'asal yibume litzara. In the case of gerushin, all of the characters are still here, except of course for Shimon, who never passed away. But we have both wives that were previously kotzareis for the last 20 years. So the kaima erva. Haimerva means that the other achois is still around Baruch Hashem, and everybody sees her, and she's walking around. The kamuchach, muchach means that it's plain and simple, she's here. The tzarasa, kamatzach lo chalitza. And we're saying that the tzara requires chalitza. And people wonder, the tzara requires chalitza? After all, these were co-tzaras for 20 years. How could it be? Ooh, I remember I heard a story about 6 months ago that it's a funny type of get. I'm not sure. Did he get karavloi? Karavloi? We don't know. I guess what must have happened is, that the Chum Taka thought about this for the last 6 months, and they must have decided that the get the Malyahu, that it was a good get after all. And since the get was a good get, therefore the Achois Chaluta, Achois Ishtoi was out of the picture, and the only one that was left was the Tzara, and that's why we're doing Chalitza on the Tzara. No, if we're doing Chalitza, V'osel Yibum, they might say, why do Chalitza? You have two options, do Yibum. V'osel Yibum the Tzara. However, Mapoilis, Mikamu Bahu Rabbanim and Mapoilis, people are not going to go and say, oh, the rabbis had a Shaila, who died first? Whether it was the Bas Ochid or was the husband that died first. Is there any way that the Chum can determine who died first? That's impossible. There's no way. You ask all of the king's horses and all the king's men and all the engineers and all the architects and all that, they'll say, the Bapoilus and Nebuch, we only found the last body 2 weeks later. Who knows when that body passed away? Whether that person passed away one of the first, or whether he passed away one of the last, whether there was an ear cavity, whether there was some little water that they could go and drink and keep themselves alive for 3 days. Nobody knows for sure. Therefore, nobody will say that it's a given that if she's chaletzes, it must be that the Chum were able to determine that the Bas Ochav passed away, and therefore that there's a proper falling Li'ivim. They're not going to say that. Nobody knows the Bas Ochav passed away first or the husband passed away. They'll say, oh, we want to be on the safe side, chaletzes. We don't say for mitoy chaletzes, but Li'de'ivim that there will be Misyepes. Frank Timura. Okay, you gave two nice terutim to distinguish between get and mapoides. But let's talk about get itself. Our very case about throwing a get in the direction of the wife. If it was korev lo, meaning within her four amas, migureshes. If it's within his four amas, ein migureshes. That's no question. Mechzel mechzel, there was exactly eight amas in between of them. It fell there on the eight amma, not the eight amma, the four amma line. Megreshes vein megreshes. It's a chasofik. Okay, so what are the ramifications of that tzofik? What's a nafkimina? So the first nafkimina is easy. If we're talking about that either the husband is a kohen or somebody else is a kohen, they won't be able to marry this lady because she's a sofik megreshes and an issur d'oraisa for a kohen to marry a grusha. Okay, so that's very simple. Now for our gemara. The ervihi, if it turns out that she happens to be an erva, in other words, the one to whom he threw the get, not erva to him, he wouldn't be allowed to marry. Meaning it's an erva to the brother-in-law, to Reuven. In other words, they're two wives, the marshal. The ervihi, tzerotza, and then after that, after he gave this funny type of get, funny type means that it was a suffix because it was on the four amma line, what happens now? After that, nebuch, he passed away, so does the tzora fall liyibam or not? Ervehi tzorasa bayachalitza v'loyim, period. What's the halacha that if she was an erve, the one to whom he threw the get, what happens now? Since I don't know whether she was giget or she wasn't giget, whether she was divorced or not divorced, and now never the husband passed away, so now the tzora says, well, I don't know. Do I have over here an erva that patters me, or is it no erva and I'm the only one?
I have my chazaka.
And guess what happens? Based on that chazaka, what should I say?
That she's permissive.
Mataris l'shuk.
Right.
And what does the Mishnah say? Mesach is gittin.
No, it's
by chalitza.
Yeah.
Which is what we were saying initially. We should say the same thing in our Mishnah, just like by the Safi Gedushin chalitzes. Let's say by the Gerushin chalitzes. We say no, the Gerushin can't do that because the chalitzes b'liyibum. Why over there? Why don't we say over there in the Mishnah Masechet is getting the same thing that we've been saying for the last 15 minutes? Shemata Oimer Choletzes Misya Bemes. So the Choyer, we have a stira from the two Mishnahs. It's not a clear stira because our Mishnah doesn't say clearly what the din would be by a Sofiget Karvloi Karvla. It's just Mitoich Diuk. By the fact that the Mishnah scrambles to find three new cases of Sofik Get of these funny types of gittin, etc. Why couldn't they give a much simpler case, just like by the case of Kiddushin? Zorak la Kiddushin Sofik Karav Loi, say the seventh. Zorak la Get Sofik Karav Loi, Sofik Karav Loi. That would have been simple. So we said we can't say that because then you wouldn't say Chaltz Vah Misyamit because Mitoy Chalitza Balidei Yivam. Guess what? Mesecht is gittin, they're not worried about that. And they say Chalatzas. It's a Chasira, two Mishnais. There's a major difference between our Mishnah and that Mishnah. Here we're talking about two separate kitei edim. Now when we say here, we don't mean in our Mishnah, we mean in that Mishnah, Masechta Gittin. That what? That there's one pair of Edom that swear, or at least they testify, that get fell Karav Loi. Therefore the get was worthless. The other pair of Edom say, you don't know what you're talking about. We were there, we saw it, it was Karav Loi, and therefore it was a good get. Now it's a Safi D'oraisa. Efshiyo Efshenish. Umasnisen, period. And since it's a Sveika D'oraisa, we've got to be Machmer. We can't just go and allow her to rely on her old Chazaka, because there's one pair of Edom that says that there was an effective get, and therefore she falls Liyibam. Can't just say, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Chaylatzes. Our mission is talking about Bekas Achas. It's only one pair of Edom. What's one pair of Edom? One Ed says that it was Karav Loi. One Ed says it was Karav Loi. 1/8 has no significance to your raisa. So the only thing is you have a sfeika derabanan. Maybe this 8 was right and this 8 was right. And therefore, since we don't know, we're not going to worry about it. We're just going to cancel out 1/8 against the other 8, because min ha-Torah, 1/8 is garnish, except for being v'chai v'shvua, but inyan of mominus, or legabe dinam of iser. But here we're talking about legabe, when I say iser, legabe kashrus, I don't mean legabe gittin and kiddushin. By erev, you always have to have two edim. And therefore, those edim, if you will, are worthless. So we're going to go back an original chazaka, and that's why there's no din of chalitza. Oh, so very good. Our mishnah, we're not machmir with the chalitza, because mitzvah chalitza might come in deyibum. That mishnah over there, we have a real something deraisa, two edim say that she was giget, and therefore this young lady has a din of yibum. You can't just go out with her. But I'm not sure, because the other pair of edim don't rely on the chazaka, give her chalitza. Yeah.
Why don't you only say in the case of one aid versus another aid that they cancel each other out? In the case of two aid versus two aid,
we're not finished. We still have a strict sugya here. So zukim or yetzvaita. So that's the initial terence. There's two aidim in here, two pairs of aidim in here, one pair of aidim. Who says that our mishnah is only talking about one pair? I don't see anything in our mishnah talking about 1/8, 2/8, 4/8. It should take nishkavart. So zukim or dumin the kiddushin. It's just like a kiddushin. Ma kiddushin tomu b'kasachas, av kiddushin b'kasachas. Frank Timura, b'kiddushin gufayim imayit b'kasachas, dilma beis kiti edim. And our mission doesn't say anything about one kat, two kat, two kitos. I don't even know if they're edim b'chlal. So where do you get this from, that we're talking about the kiddushin b'kasachas? Maybe talking about beis kiti edim. Sidimara, ibe beis kiti edim, tisyabim ve'im b'kachlum. Well, there's two kiti edim. Number one, I have her original chazaka that she falls liyibam. And number two, I have one kat of edim that says that there, in fact, was no kiddushin. And therefore, shisyabim, that's what she's supposed to do. That was her chazaka for the last 20 years. So I have a chazaka and have a pair of edim that are supporting her. Then what's the chiddush? Then let it go and be misyabim. In other words, fine. Say chaylet says, and if the chaylet says comes li deyibim, no different types will come li deyibim. Nishkefer. Frey Timara, who he took mekindi edim v'kaamri korev law. You have another pair of edim, kosher, wonderful erevich edim that are made and say that that the kiddushin was korev law to the erva, and therefore she is no longer available to be nisyabim because she's now become a tzora of an erva. They are tamis nisyabim, and you're just putting it away. And then, yeah, big deal. After all, it's a chazaka, and she has one pair of edim. Yeah, but you got another pair of edim that's saying the other way around. So therefore, the Mishnah couldn't have said so plainly chotzefulim nisyabim. So you could have major issues over here. So therefore, it's got to be talking about one kat of edim, not two kitas. And besu b'shtei kiti edim, namis veked rabbanan hi. What difference does it make? It's two kiti edim, or it's one kat of edim? Manishtana. If I have two against two, I should also say, like Barry said before, the two neutralize each other and just go back to the original chazaka. The amrinon. Two shteki to edim is also nami sveked rabbanan hi. It's not a sveked yoraisa. The two should cancel each other out. Then, meaning, what would we normally say? Uki trei lebahadei trei, two against two, neutralize the isha aikma chazaka and leave the woman on her original chazaka. Midah dehava, like the famous case of the nechsed de bar shatya. What was the nechsed de bar shatya? There was a person by the name of bar shatya. You get the sense from the word shatya that person did not have all of his marbles at all times. He was a shtikula shoita. And at times, Baruch Hashem, the mind worked well. And at times, the mind did not work at all. There are a fair number of people like that in current society. Anyway, the Bar Shatya Zoven Nechse, the Bar Shatya was rumored to have sold his Nechosim. Also, Beitrei V'Amrikishu Cholim Zoven. Two Edim came and said he did it when he was totally Tambis Mentis, his mind was with him, and therefore it was an effective sale. We also betrayed the Amr Kishu Shaitas. Oh no! He was insane. He was totally delirious. He didn't know what he was doing. What do I do? The Amr of Ashi. Uki trade the Hadi trade. The Ara Oikma Bechazkas Bar Shatya. Since I don't know, we'll go back to the original Chazaka. And therefore we should go and say the same thing over here. You're trying to go and say that our Mishnah is talking about one pair of Edom, and the other Mishnah is talking about two pair of Edom. The Gemara says there really shouldn't be any difference between one pair and two pairs of Edom, because by two pairs of Edom I say the same thing. Uki trei lebahad they trei. We go back on the original Chazak, just like we want to say that by one Ed neutralizes the other Ed, two Edom neutralize the other two Ed, which was your kasha originally. Chazak the Gemara, you know what? This is such a good kasha that the difference between the two pairs and the one pair really falls away. And if it falls away, then I'm back to square one. Why in our Mishnah did we not give the case of the Safek Karev La? But Yenim, and the reason why we assumed is because we're not going to say Cholzais, because Chalitza Bali Deibah, and the other Mishnah in Mesechta's Kidden says, yeah, Safek Karev La, Safek Karev La, Cholzais Valay Mesiyamay, a very strong kasha. El Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Rabba, my stepfather and my Rebbe, I respectfully disagree. And he brings a pasuk from Eliyahu, Yagid Olav Reyai. Yagid Olav Reyai loosely means that his friend will speak on his behalf. What means his friend will speak on his behalf? Our Mishnah, when it talks about Kiddushin, Tana B'Kiddushin, who had the Legerishin. Einachanami, the Mishnah could have said, and you should learn into the Mishnah what it says. What was the Safek Kiddushin? Safek Karev La, Safek Karev La. And for who had the Legami Kiddin, exactly the same thing. Because Rebbe didn't have to go and spell it out. He could let one friend speak for his other friend. So when it said Kiddushin, same thing with Gershin. And Tana B'Kiddushin with the Kiddushin. As you know, you can be Mekadosh, Se'ishin, Bekesef, U'Bishtar. So by Shtar, you can also have these three funny cases of Ksav Yodoy without Edim, or have only, there was a Zman with only one Ed. And we're going to talk about that further, so you don't have to go and challenge it immediately. And Tana B'Kiddushin within the Kiddushin, same thing applies to Kiddushin. You can have such funny three Shtars. This is what Abaye gave, and therefore, this is exactly 180 degrees against what we've been learning until now. We've been assuming that there's a fundamental difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin. Here I can be Machmer, I cannot be Machmer. Here the Chumad Bali Dekula, Mitoy Chalets is Messiah Bemis. The Gemara says, forget about all those svaras. The same halacha of Safek Kiddushin, Safek Karev La, Safek Karev La. That I say Chotzes Loi Mesiyamais, same thing applies to a get, Chotzes Loi Mesiyamais, just like that Mishnah Mesechus Gittin, that same halach applies to our Mishnah. Amli Rabbi, Rabbi says, one second Abai, Yagad Olav Reyai, my Zeu Diktayim. Notice in our Mishnah, it's not just that we give an example, but when we finished giving the example of the Safek Karev Loi, Zehu Safek Kiddushin, this is the only case of Kiddushin. And therefore, parenthetically, the inference is not the three cases, the Gabi, the Get. Don't say the three cases by Kiddushin is the Suffolk of Get. And at the end of the Mishnah by Suffolk Gerushin, it says, Zahu Suffolk Gerushin. This is the Suffolk Gerushin, which is Mashva, but not the Karav Loi, Karav La situation. So in Bazoi, we go back to square one. The Loshana Mishnah sounds like Rabu was right, that it's only, the only case that I can think of the Suffolk Gerushin is those three interesting forms of Gittin, but not the Suffolk Karav Loi, Suffolk Karav La. As they phrased, Rabu.
But you know, suffer, if you have Eid Echad or something, if he's Vainbo Ella Eid Echad, by Star Kedushin, wouldn't we say?
We're going to talk about Kedushin Zimara.
Okay.
Says Zimara, Ella Omarava, Koshi Yesh be Kedushin, Yesh be Gerushin. The Yesh be Gerushin, Masha Ein be Kedushin. What is Rava's teretz? Rava says that we can agree with Abaye, not like Rabba, but we're only going to agree 50% of the way, which is Kosh Yesh B'Kiddushin Yesh B'Gerushin. The case of Karav Loi, Karav Loi by Kiddushin, you can use that for Gerushin as well, Yagat Olav Rei. However, Yesh B'Gerushin, by Gerushin, you have those three stars, Mashein B'Kiddushin, but you wouldn't say that by Kiddushin. Okay. So then, the Zehu that you have by Kiddushin works very nicely. The only possible issue that I can find about Safek Kiddushin is the Karev Loi, Karev La, but not the other three shtaris that we find by Gershon. And this would therefore answer your question and Barry's potential questions.
Yeah.
On the other hand, when we say at the end of the Mishnah, Zehu Safek Gershon, it means to say that, one second, so L'choira, that works fine so far. And therefore, Safek Kiddushin, the Zehu Safek Kiddushin, does not discriminate against Gittin and say by Gittin you could not have a Karav Loi Karav La. It only discriminates by Kiddushin and says by Kiddushin you can only have one case, the Safek Karav Loi, Safek Karav La, and not the three shtaris that we find the Gabi get. But it doesn't exclude a bias teretz of by Gerishin, that the Safek Gerishin could have been Safek Karav La, Safek Karav La. That's still fine.
And the Mishnah Gittin actually uses that example.
Exactly, expressly.
Right.
Now let's get to the second, however. The Zehu Safek Gerishin, that sounds like that this is the, or these three cases are the exclusive three cases of these interesting stories. Doesn't the Safek Gerishin and not the Karav Loi Karav La. What do I do with that? Says Rava, lav dafka. That's stylistic. Zeh the gerushin lav dafka. Ela mishum the tana zeh be kedushin. Tarinami zeh be gerushin. Since it's appropriate to go and say zeh be kedushin to exclude the other three, so even though by gerushin this was really not the intent, as you say, stylistic. Freitimara bezeh the kedushin lemutri mai. Why by kedushin do we say only the karav loy, not the karav law? And Karav Loi, Karav Loi, why don't we give the three cases of the Gittin, that you have these three funny shtarais? So Timur Lemutei Mai, where does it come to Lemait? Lemutei Zman. To Leka Bekidushin. By Kidushin there is no need, and there is no takona that you put in the Zman into the shtar that is given. If and when a chosin kala want to get married, and the chosin is cheap, or he has no money, or he has no ring, and therefore he decides to give a shtar Kidushin, you don't need Zman in that shtar. And since one of the three cases in the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about Yesh Zman or Ein Zman, therefore, that is not appropriate to Kiddushin. Why not? I mean, isn't it a good idea always to have a Zman in a shtar? So I'll tell you why. Honey Chalman Yemishin Peri. Arusa Lesla Peri. Chalman Yemishin Basachoisoi. Liskin Zman. What is the Gemara asking? What's the reason why we typically have a Zman inside a get? The Torah doesn't say that you have to put in the Zman. The Chachamu and Mesakin and every get, you have to add the Zman the date. What's the reason why? So the Mesach is getting, the Gemara tells us two potential reasons. Number one, because of Isla or Lesla Peri. What does that mean? The Gemara says that there are Tanoim in Mesach is getting that hold that as soon as a husband decides Chas V'Shalom to give a get to his wife, even before giving it, he's already intending to go and give it. And how do we know his intentions? For instance, he goes to the Sofer and commissions a Sofer to go and write a get on his behalf. Nisho'o shenosan einov legarsha shuv engloy lebal peiros. Until now, for the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, he has been the recipient and the beneficiary of the income of the Nechsei Maluk. For instance, if she brought in a field to the Hasana, then every year when it produces peiros, he is entitled to get those peiros. She retains the keren, he gets the peiros. But he can only get the peiros until as long as their marriage is rock solid. As soon as their marriage starts to get on the rocks, it's no longer solid, because he asked the soifa to write out a get, and the baal peiros. Well, I have to know then when that took place, because the baal might decide to go and give the get only a month later, or 3 months later, or whatever it happens to be. And therefore, says the Gemara, at the time of giving the get, there's going to have to be also financial arrangements, and the Arusa will say, no, not the Arusa, the Nesua, the wife will say, hey, you see, the get was written only 3 months ago. He's been eating payers the last 3 months. He has to refund the payers amount. That's why you have to write an Isman of the get, so we should know, does she get payers? Doesn't she get payers? From what day? Etc., etc. So says the Gemara, if that's the reason, that would only apply to a get. It doesn't apply to a shtar kiddushin, because by kiddushin, arusa lesla peri. The whole din of peiros only starts, it only gets triggered after nisuin. Nechsei maluk do not transfer, the income doesn't transfer to the baal until after nisuin. So you don't have to worry about when they got married, whether they got married today, a week ago, a month ago, 3 months ago. So that's why the chum wouldn't bother to put azman in the imi. You can, but it's not required. So this is really a not a relevant issue. What does the Gemara mean with that? There's another reason why you put a Zman. Because unfortunately, there have been stories over the generations of married women that unfortunately have gotten a tremendous Yetzirah, and they've lived with strange men. And if Chas V'Shalom, two Edom come and they say that we give Asra, and this man lived together with the Eish HaSish, Chas V'Shalom, both of them could get Misa. what type of visa would depend on their situation. A koyin, say a regular person. Anyway, but the point is, zoktan zigimara, that's why they were masakin zman in a get, because what we're afraid is
a get.
That's why they were masakin zman in a get, because we're afraid that a husband who loves his wife dearly is going to go and say, my wife made a mistake, but really, really, she's cherished. She's beloved to me, and she's cherished by me. And you know, so everybody has a yetzahara. You never know, chas v'shalom, a yetzahara can come to me. I have so much rachmanis on my wife. I don't want a chas v'shalom to be killed by the bezdin. So you know what he says? He says, I gave her a get already a month ago, and when the eidim say that she lived together with somebody else, it's not true. They are certainly trustworthy.
She's
already divorced. She was a divorcee. I'm not recommending that she should go and start living with men. I think that's not a nice thing. But she doesn't deserve visa for it because she's already divorced. So therefore, the Chum said, I'm afraid that he's going to be mechap al basa choisei. Basa choisei is lav dafka. It just means a wife that he is, that's very beloved to him. And the Gemara gives an example. For instance, it happens to be his niece. And therefore, since it's his niece, even though the marriage obviously has fallen apart, but he doesn't want it to chas v'shalom get misa. And therefore, since he'll be able to try to defy the Edom and defy the Bezdin by playing around and saying, oh, this get, I gave her get a month ago, this man, that's why you put this man into the get, so we should know for sure, when did she get divorced, when didn't she get divorced, whether she was a divorcee when she lived with that other person, or whether she was still an Eishesish. So if that's the case, the same thing applies also to a shtar of Kiddushin. Liskin zman mishum de'ikah. Period. Let's go and put in a zman, so that if chas v'shalom afterwards two eidim come and say that this arusa lived with somebody else, we'll be able to prove whether she was an arusa, whether she was still a penuyah. So we should be mesakin zman. After the Gemara, I'll tell you why we're not mesakin zman. We should be ikan the mekadesh bekas, we're the ikan the mekadesh b'shtara. Like talking about in zman, since at least 50% of the people go and give rings and they give money, and here it's 50% give shtara. So therefore, we didn't feel that was necessary. Because after all, if you're going to do a kiddushin b'kesef, not necessarily you're going to have any aidim. It may have been a private ceremony, only the mishpacha or whatever. Okay, so word to it. May those two, Eidu and Medina Sayyam, they won't remember when this took place. There's no zman involved in the time of Kesef Kiddushin, that there's some sort of shtar that shows when this took place. So therefore, just like by the Kesef, we don't have a zman, so by the shtar, the chum, we're not misakin a zman. But the only way that you can go and divorce a wife, obviously, with a shtar, with a get krisis, and so therefore, they were misakin there, that's the exclusive way of divorcing. There you do as much, but this is not the exclusive way of mikdash. Omalei Rav Achav Rav Yosef Rav Ashi va'avda the ikad koni bekasu the ikad b'shtara v'tokan rabban is man. What happens if you want to go and buy an eved? An eved kanai or even eved ivri. The Gemara says in Masechta Zgitin that you can go and be koina bekasif u'bishtar u'bechazaka. No ibazoi, so you can do a kasif and you do a shtar. So the Tokar bun is man, and the Chacham did say put his man into the shtar with which you are using to go and purchase this eved. So we'll do the same thing over here, even though ikka dekani bekasa, ikka dekani bishtara, put in his man. So Timur, you can compare. Hasam ruv bishtar, achar ruv bekaspa. Al pirav, when a person wants to go and buy or sell an eved, you want to have a transfer document. That's like buying a piece of karka. You don't want to just go and give money. You want to have
a closing binder.
A closing binder. Good. When you're talking about marriage, Ruben Kasper, have you ever been to a chasana where the chasan didn't give a ring, but rather gave a shtar erison? Never. And in fact, it's not motzi at all that people give such a shtar erison. It's such a small percentage. So you can't go and compare that to an eved. By an eved, let's say 80%, 90% of the people buy with a shtar, they will misakin his man. Here in the shtar erison, one out of a million writes a shtar. Don't bother with his man. It's such a double shein and motzi. You don't have to be goyiz. I'm not worried. 95% of the people, 99% get married in kesef. So therefore, no shaykhis of his man. So that's teretz number one. It really is not going to help for Basa Choisai if he wants to do a cover up that she may have chas v'shalom lived with somebody else. it's not going to work by a shtar erusin like it works by a get. Because hechilab, what should I do with the shtar erusin? I got to leave the shtar erusin with someone, somebody. Lincha gabi dito. If I'm going to go and say, leave her with the shtar erusin, and if chas v'sholem she went and sinned and she lived with somebody else during her erusin period, machkalei, what she can always do is try to erase this man, so you shouldn't be able to determine when she got married. After all, it's in her possession, so she might be machkalei. Rashi says, even better, Rashi a little bit further down, she could be koivish the shtar, and she'd go and say, I can't find the shtar. I thought I put it together with all my other valuable documents. I just can't find it. I went to the safe deposit box, I looked in my bottom drawer, I looked in the top of the closet, I looked here and looked there. I can't find it. So you won't be able to go and prove from, even if the Chachamim were misakin zman, you'll never be able to prove when she got married, when she didn't get married, because she's going to be the one that's going to hide the shtar. That after he hands over the shtar to her and he's makadisher, let us be misakin that he should hold on to the shtar. The whole reason why we wrote this man in the first place, because I'm afraid that he's going to be mechape al basa chois, he's going to try to do a cover up on his beloved wife. No, I'm going to leave the shtar with him. Zim the basa chosi, maybe the one that he was makavish, for whom I'm concerned about, is going to be his basa chosi, his favorite beloved niece. And now that we're going to have Adam coming and saying, oh, she was already in Arusa, in Mechapa Allah, then he's going to go in Mechapa, he won't be able to find the shtar, and he's going to say, I'm looking high and low, where's the shtar? I can't find it. I looked under my bed, I looked in the mattress, I looked in the pillow, I can't find the shtar, I don't know where it is. So therefore, that's also not going to work. So Limcha Gabi Adam, let's go leave it with the Adam. After all, they are disinterested third parties. If they remember when they got married without the benefit of the shtar, they just have on their calendars. Yeah. They remember clearly it took place Tuesday morning. It was the third day, fourth day, whatever of Nissan, and they know exactly what happened. So then, listen. Then we don't even need the shtar. Let them come in and say, Rabbi Yisai, we don't know what happened to Masas Nus, Yoh, Nish, we're not getting involved in that. But if people want to know when she got married, we remember Tuesday morning right after the daf. It was a difficult daf. We remember it very clearly, and they got married. I'm sorry?
It was Yavamas.
And every Gemara they remember. And they remember that they were Tzaris in the Gemara, and they knew they were going to be Tzaris with this marriage. Tzaris. Anyway, Izil Shiru, if they remember, Vasu, Leisa was happening, then I don't even need the Shtar. The Shtar mitzman, unizman, is leimal of leimoy. The Eloi. And if they don't have independent recollection of the marriage, you know what might happen? Zimnun the Chosim Michneva Vasu Mesadi. They're going to look at the Shtar to refresh their memories, and they'll say, before they saw the Shtar, I don't know, come on. When was it? Yeah, it took place 3 months ago. To take place on Monday, Tuesday, what? I have really no recollection. I really don't know. Oh, but there's a shtar. Oh, yeah, now that I see this man, yeah, now it refreshes my mind. It was talking Monday morning, I remember. Yeah, 100%. For Rahmana Omar, you can't go and testify based on reading a document. You have to be able to have your own recollection independently. And therefore, this Eitzah of writing this man in the shtar is not going to work. You can leave with her, it's not going to work with him, with the Eidim. Good. We want to say Neimahachi the same thing. You're going to put this man, and then they're going to do a cover up on the get. We won't be able to see exactly when the get took place. But Yomara, you don't understand. A get is to her benefit. She wants to be able to show that at some point in time she was a get, and that therefore her living with a stranger was permissible in the sense that she was no longer an HSH. But she was a divorcee. In the case of the shtar erusin, it works against her if chas v'sholem she lived with somebody else. And so therefore, when you're talking about the get, she's going to freely want to have that get publicized to show that at least some point in time she was no longer married, and therefore she was free to live with other people. Not that she should have lived with other people without the benefit of Chupavikinushin, but that's a separate story. But at least it doesn't rise to the level of getting an oinish for Chas v'Sholem and Eishes Ish. So therefore, she wants to produce that get. She doesn't want to be koivish again. If she's going to be koivish again, then any time and every time people will be mayed that she lived with somebody else. I'm divorced. Prove that you're divorced. I can't find the get. I don't know where the get is. No, she wants to know where that get is to be able to cut at least at some point to cut the umbilical cord with her husband, her former husband, so that from now on she's now mutaris l'shuk, so to speak. So if that's all the sida, she's not going to do a kavra. But here l'chayvet didah kasi, if this shtar eirusin is going to work against her, that it's going to show that she's an eishes ish, and she's going to want to be mechapi, she's going to want to hide it or change it or do whatever. So therefore, that's why in the case of the shtar eirusin she'll do a cover up. In the case of the get, she will freely disclose it and reveal it. Yes.
In the cases of Eirusin also, though, it could work in her benefit or it could work against her.
How could it work for her benefit?
It work for benefit that she wasn't married at the time that
the date is later than her master's list.
Having the question is, what's the benefit? Holding it back or showing it? Right. What are you referring to?
I'm talking about that she should show it.
Why would she want to show that
because
she is married if there are aspersions out there that...
No, because they want to show that she got married later and she didn't get married. She got married and later. They say that it was in Adar. And she said, no, I got married. It was already missing.
I hear you loud and clear. Why can't she go and simply say, Rabbi, say, do you know that I'm a married lady? Now, we heard rumors in the marketplace that you're a married lady. It's not true. I knew I was never married. Yes, we were talking about marriage, and we were just at the final level, but at the last minute, all
she's
negotiations...
Or whatever.
Okay, but she's not an Eishes Ish. Even Arusa doesn't live with her husband. She's still living at home, and he's living in Israel.
Except in Yehuda.
Okay. But the point is, even Yehuda, they lived together, he was Mekadesh Bebiya, and then he went home, and she went home. Anyway, the point is that there we do not know for sure that she is married, unless we have two live datum, but apparently there are no two live datum around, or you have a shtar. So she can go and keep the shtar back, and therefore she can dilly-dally as long as she wants. That shtar only works against her if there are suspicions that she's living with somebody else. Yes, sir.
I've been holding this question since submission yesterday because it's been bothering me.
In the case, questions, can you wait until the whole discussion?
Well, it's very quickly because it's on topic. It's in the case of a get, and we brought up today with the throwing the get, a man can divorce a woman bal korcha. So if it does land in her dalet amos, she is divorced. If it's in her possession, but in the case of a kedushin, if she doesn't pick it up, if she doesn't take it, even to the Dal Amos, she doesn't demonstrate her acceptance. You can't.
She wanted to. She said before, after the thing landed up in her four Amos.
She said, "Wonderful, finally."
Oh, I'm so happy, Mazel Tov.
So there is some measure of consent
definitely.
But if it's not, if it's not in her Dal Amos,
mm-hmm. then she doesn't.
Right. I mean,
then it's irrelevant whether she's happy or whether she's Mazel Tov or not. Okay. Exactly. Okay. If it's Karav Loi, it's not. If it's Karav Lo, so why didn't she pick it up? Because by the time she picked it up, wind came and blew it away.
Okay. You answered. It was a brief question, but it was bothering me.
Okay, but as it resolved, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, resolved.
5 minutes
for now.
Good. Okay. So now we continue on. So the Mishnah Baita, Gimel Achin Nesuin, Gimel Nachriyos. Three brothers are married to three Nachriyos. In other words, they're not related in any way, shape, or form. Which is normal, yeah, exactly. Omeis Echon Lehen and Reuven never passed away. V'osibo Hasheni Maimer. And now Shimon, we call Reuven Shimon Levi, Reuven passed away. Shimon now could have been Miyabin, the Ashes Reuven, because she's a Nachris.
Yeah.
And perhaps that was his intention as well, but he didn't have a chance yet. He gave her Maimer, Kesef Kiddush. Umes, and now unfortunately, now Shimon passed away. So two out of three brothers passed away. Reuven passed away, leaving over Mrs. Reuven to Shimon and Levi. Levi didn't do anything with Mrs. Reuven. Shimon did. He did Maimer. And now Nebuch, Shimon also passed away. So now who falls now to Yibam? We have both the Baalus Maimer, and we have the other one, the original Mrs. Shimon, and they both fall now to Levi. So before you continue the Mishnah, under normal circumstances, based on everything that we've said until now, is there any problem for Levi to go and be Miyabim either one of the two Mrs. Shimon's, whether it was the original Mrs. Shimon or the new Tzigi Kimena, the new one that was original Mrs. Reuven? Is there any reason why Levi couldn't be Miyabim? He certainly can't be Miyabim both of them, because Bayis Echadim Rachman of Leishtei Batim, but there's no reason why he couldn't go be Miyabim one or the other.
Without the Maimer.
Even with the Maimer. The Maimer just strengthens the Zika or the bonds to Shimon. So We didn't go 100%, we went 50%. Couldn't be Shami, it's 100%. Forget about Beishami. 50%, 70%, he's a Maimon. But she's a shtickle wife. See, he's a Maimon, he's a Maimon, he's a good job. Fine, okay. So let it be Ashes Ruvain. If that's the case, then Levi would be able to go Mimiyam and both of them. He can go Mimiyam and both the Ashes Ruvain and the Ashes Shimon because they're two separate Batim, the two Yavamas and two Batim. Says our Mishnah, Hari Elchol says, Veloy Mesiyam Mois. Only a din of Chalitza, not a din of Yimam. I don't understand why. He should either be able to miyab both, like you're saying, if the maimer is gunished, or if the maimer is something, he should be able to go miyab at least one of them. No yibam whatsoever. Why? Should I have a pasuk? A meisa chad mihen. We had this gemara already earlier. The gemara quoted this mishnah. A meisa chad mihen. Uvein ein loy leisia eishes a meisa chutz yizar yivam yavi aleh. So it's a meisa chad mihen. Yivama yavi aleh. Then her husband, then the yavam can go and marry it. Misha aleha zikas yavam echad, faloisha aleha zikas beiz yavam. This only applies when the zika that is on this lady is from one brother, and not that she has a zika on her head from two brothers. How do I have a zika on her head from two brothers? Because the zika from Reuven was never fully resolved. There was still a zika attached because of the fact that Shimon only did Maimer, and therefore there's still that zika out there that we have to address. How would Shimon be able to address it? Presumably he's going to go and be Miyabim. Or if he no longer likes her, he'll give her a get and he'll go and do Chalitza. But it's not resolved. Similarly, since Shimon Nebuch has passed away, now if this Balas Maimer is considered to be the wife, at least a half a wife, Midrabanan, of Shimon, so then I have a new Zika, I have the Zika of Shimon as well. So this lady has on her head two separate Zikas. Now before we even continue, you're probably thinking to yourself, but the Zika from Shimon is only a Derabanan Dika Zika, because whole Maimer is only kind of Midrabanan. So how can you go and bring a Pasik to go and say that she cannot be Misyavim by the fact that Zika's Yom Mechav is Shneyevomen? Minatari, there's no Shneyevomen over here, because you have Reuven's wife that we never resolved her Zika, and now we have Shimon's wife that we haven't resolved her Zika, but Mrs. Reuven, the former Mrs. Uvain, doesn't have two Zikas. She's only one Zika. So in fact, the Gemara is going to tell us momentarily that it's not Min HaTorah, it's Terabbanan. Because Min HaTorah, Ein Hachanami, we did not resolve that Zika, and so therefore it's as if Shimon did not marry her, was not Miyabim, and therefore Levi would be able to Miyabim both of them. That's what it says in our Mishnah, Chotzes L'Misyabis, is Terabbanan.
And the Eish is Shimon, what's the problem with her?
Well, you see that in the Gemara as well. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakam, and he says miyam le'ez she'ir tzibachol tzishniyah. He says you can miyam in either one. What's the svar of Reb Shimon? We'll see mitzvah momentarily in the Gemara. So let's go first on the Tanakam. Vazok the Tanakam v'izikas beziyavam in the ayraisa. If you're holding that this is a din, the Torah says that the only time that you fall yim, if you only have one zika on your head, and not if you have two zikas on your head, if there are two zikas, no din of yibam, no yivam yavi aleha. So in Bazoi, why does it say in the Mishnah, choltis loy misyamis, it should be loy choltis loy misyamis, zero, goodish. It's like a new erva that we're creating over here. Just like we've created all along these achoizik kosois and other types of erva, there should also be an erva. The zika is basically from the araisa chalitza namoy tibay. Element rabban. So I bis nom and rabbanan. So what's the issue over here? Gzeira shami yoimru beiz yavomis habois mi bayis echad misyamis. People are going to go and say you have two yavomis coming from the same house and being misyam. Meaning, since it's the rabban, which means min ha-toira, we deem the Mrs. Reuven as if she was never married by Shimon, because there's no such thing as Maimer Min HaTorah to a Yavam. Okay, so therefore I have two unresolved Zikas. So I have Zika number one from Reuven, I have Zika number two from Shimon. Is a Levi allowed to go and be Miyabim both? Absolutely, there's no reason why he cannot be Miyabim both. Sure, he should. He has a separate Chiyav, Zika here, Zika here. He could give Chalitza to both. He could do Yivim for one and Chalitza for the other. Chalitza for one, Yivim the other. He has all options and alternatives available. Min ha-tayt. However, you know what's going to happen? Since Shimon did Maimer to Eishes Reuven, in the Velt, people are going to say in Bismedesh, oh, Mazel Tov, did you hear what happened? What happened? You know that Yavama of Reuven, for so long she's been sitting there waiting. Baruch Hashem, Shimon has already married her. There's been a Maimer, oh, I'm so happy, Mazel Tov, and they'll give her a tikkun, they'll give her a bracha, and everything is great. So now what's going to happen is, when Shimon passed away, the next day in Shul, people say, oh, you see that after the long wait, and she went, and Baruch Shem, she was married, and she was so happy, and Shimon gave her maimon, and everything is great, and Nebuch Shimon now passed away. So, if you're going to allow Levi to go and miyabim both of them, people are going to make a mistake, and they'll say, these are Beis Yevamis of Bois Mibayis Echad. I always remember when I learned Yevamis as a child, that Bayis Echad Veloshnei Batim, and I see the rabbis were able to come up with a newfangled notion that you can go and be miyabim two Yevamis from Bayis Echad. The people won't know that the Eishes Reuven only had Maimah. They'll think she was Nisiyabim totally by Shimon. And people are going to go and say Nisiyabim Mois. And therefore that's why the Chum made a special Gzein, and they said, you know what? Chot is like this house. Veitimara, if you're telling me Min HaTorah, there's really no din of mine whatsoever, then a yabim lechod, in other words, there's no problem whatsoever because there's no mine is worthless, and therefore it's from Shnei Batim. When a yabim lechod, v'nechol tzechoda. Why don't we go and say he should yabim one and give chalitza to the other? I don't have to worry about now people who say the Beis Yevamis are boys and Baisech Mesiyamites because I'm not being Mesiyamites. I'm only going and doing one Yibam. But I'm doing one Yibam and one Chalitza. Why am I doing one Yibam and Chalitza? The whole reason is because of people making this mistake. Don't make a mistake. Don't allow people to have this mistaken impression. Go and do a Yibam. Go and do a Chalitza. Why do we have to go to the extreme of saying that both of them should be Chotzois V'loi Mesiyamais? When Min HaTorah, he would be able to go and marry both of them. Okay, but we don't want to go marry both of them because Shem Yoimru. So let him marry at least one of them, which is exactly what Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah. Be Miyabim one, and be Chotz the other one. Wouldn't that make sense? People are going to go and say that whenever you have a yibum situation where the husband leaves over two wives, you know what? You have to go and do something with both of them. You can't go and be miyabim both of them. But you know what you can do is go and do a yibum with one and do a chalitza with another, just like in our case. If that's what you're recommending, the case of Maimer, people assume that in any case where a husband left over two wives, do yibum on one and chalitza on the other. What's so terrible? So let them say, when you do yibum, when you do chalitza, by doing only one yibum, you don't have to worry about Shem Yoimu Beis from Bayis Echad, because the other one you're giving chalitza. So you need to do chalitza. Sure, you do chalitza. What does it cost? You do chalitza. So tomorrow, the Yoimu tells them, tomorrow, either Miyam, Vahadr Chalitz, Hochinami. If in fact you're Miyam one first and you do the chalitza of the second one, you're 100% right. There would be no kilkel arising from that situation. Maybe he's going to go and do the chalitza first on one of the two wives. Right. And what's going to happen in such a situation if you give a chalitza first and you do a yibum second? The kumli ba'asher lo yivneh. Rachmana Omar, kibin shloi bona shiv lo yivneh. Once you go and give a chalitza to this bayis, then you can't go and be boina any of the two. And therefore, that will be the kilkul. Instead of having the kilkul that in future cases, when you have a husband with two wives, giving yibum to one and chalitza to the other, people say, hui, two women, one yibum and chalitza. Big deal! You did a yibum, you did a chalitza, no problem. Yeah, but next time you might do it for Karen. You'll do the chalitza first and the yibum second. Once you give a chalitza to one wife of a yibum situation, that patters the whole family, and therefore you no longer can go and marry the other one. It will be an isra lav of kibin shloi bana shuv lo yivneh. That's why they made this gezeira of choltes le mesiyabmois and not say be miyabim one and be choletz the other, because of this concern that they'll do chalitz on one and yibim on the other. What does Reb Shimon hold? Apparently Reb Shimon is not concerned that maybe people are going to do that, and that's why he said yibim first and chalitz a second and shalom ayisra. Amarav nosen get lamamore. If a person gave a get to his balas maimer hutrit sarasa avalhi asura, the mechlef of the balas get. Let's go back to the case of our Mishnah. You have Shimon, who is married to two women. One of them is his real wife, Mrs. Shimon, and one of them is his half-wife, the one that was originally Mrs. Reuven, that he took into marriage in the form of minor. Now, what does he have to do if he wants to terminate his relationship with the original Mrs. Reuven? He would have to go and give a get for the Maimer, and he would have to go and give Chalitza to take off the Zika that still remains on her. In the meantime, all he did was he gave a get l'mamara. He didn't give any Chalitza. We're going to see shortly in the Gemara that there's also a concept of giving a get for Maimer and for the Zika. But let's wait until we get here. In the meantime, he only gave the get to remove the Maimer. So now, by giving the get to remove the Maimer, what happens now? Levi is no longer married through Maimer to the original Mrs. Reuven, but there's still a Zika to him that he has to make a decision. Am I going to go be Miyabim or am I going to go and be Choylitz? The Choylitz cannot be Miyabim anymore because it's a Akiv and Shalei Bona situation. But we'll see in a moment. Amarav and Nos and Ketlam Amore. Hutra Tsarasa. Now the Tzora is Muteris. What means the Tzora is Muteris? She can now be Nisyabim, and I don't have the problem anymore of our Mishnah that it said, Hari Elu Choltzis Voloi Nisyabmois. The only time that there was Choltzis Voloi Nisyabmois when she was still married. That the Baalis Maimer was still married to Shimon when Shimon died. However, if by the time Shimon died, she was out of the picture because she already got a get, so now she becomes Vaiter, only Zikas Reuven, no longer Zika Shimon. There's no longer the concern of our Mishnah, Aleha, Mishi Yesh Aleha, Zikas Yom Nechav, Lesh Aleha, Zikas Beis Yivamen, that Zika has gone away. So therefore the Tzara is no longer the Tzara of that type of lady. And so if we don't have the din of Chotzel and Misyabwais, she can go and marry Levi Lichat Chila Nora. Avalhi. However, this lady, the Mrs. Reuven, that was temporarily the Mrs. Shimon that got Maimer and that got Get, Asura, she cannot be taken by Levi through Yibam. Why not? I have now separate bottom. I have Mrs. Reuven is following the Zika and the Yibam, and I have Mrs. Shimon. No. Avali Asura. The Mechlefa, the Balas Ged, because she can have a Mechlefa, she could be confused with a Balas Ged. What do you mean with a Balas Ged?
She is a Balas Ged.
Oh. So Rashi says we're talking about a Ged which was both L'mamoroi and L'zikosoi. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Avalhi Asura, see Rashi, third, fourth of the narrow lines. Avalhi Asura. V'lay mishum nekomle v'lay yivamet, the poisla al ochet hanishar, shar linosan get lezika. The get that was given in our Gemara was only get lemamoroi v'lay lezikosai. And so therefore, there is no loyivne problem because we didn't take away the zika. Elamishun the osa lechluvi bebalas haget, heichad yovet get lemamoroi. What happens if the get says, I'm giving you a get for the Maimer and for the Zika? We're going to talk about that in a moment. In such a case, he would not be able to go and be miyabim her. There I would have a problem of and therefore that's why I cannot go and be miyabim her in our case. Not because in our case he couldn't. If it's a get l'mamori alone, I would get l'mamori loidachi. El Maimer, all it does is remove the Maimer. V'nishara Zika Rishon V'mkoyma, but the original Zika remains in its place. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, you have the Baalis Maimer. She has now two relationships, if you will, with her husband. Number one, there's the Zika, which has not been fully resolved. And number two, she happens to be married in terms of Maimer. So now that he gave her a get, mitzah ikar hadin, what should be the din? The Maimer takes away, the get takes away that second relationship, but the original Zika remains, so now she is the Zikas Reuve, and now the other lady is the Zika Shimon. When Shimon passes away, both of them should be acceptable and susceptible to, eligible to be Nisyabim to Levi. So in fact, Eishah Shimon is Taka Butzer. That's no problem. What's the problem with Eishah's room? Because Mechlava people are going to make a mistake if the get has one additional word, where the get says, not only is this to resolve or to take away the Maimer that I made with Mrs. Reuven, it's all to take away the original Zika. Ooh, to take away the original Zika. Well, that's already a different story. Then he wouldn't be able to go and marry her because Kimishloi Bana Shuvlo Yivna. The whole concept of giving a get l'marmore ulezikosei is a difficult concept to understand because there is no mechanism in the Torah of giving a get to remove a zika. It's either yibum or chalitza. The Gemara is going to deal with this in Yet Hashem later on in Perik Rav Gamliel. But basically, the Mefarshim agree, it's not that it removes the Zika, however, it's enough to injure the Zika in the sense that he's no longer able to miyab him because of this din of Kimish Leibana Shuv Loi Yivne. Presumably, this is a din drabanan because the whole din of a get vis-a-vis a yavam is all drabanan. So the same rabbanan said, "Oh, if you write in the get lemamore ulazikasai, it's not going to take away the zika, but at least it'll be enough that he will not be able to go and subsequently be miyabim her because kimish rabbanan." He said, "I'm rejecting you." Shuvayivne, he cannot take her back. Ikriyamin is a second view, a second version. Amar Rava, mustn't get lemamore hutra afilehi. Both of them now can go and get married to Levi, because she is now Eishes Reuven, she is now Eishes Shimon, two separate Zikois, no problem. My time, my day of it, but that he had initially damaged the Zika by giving the Maimer, shortly that he removed. So this Maimer caused problems, because Midrabanan, at some point, when Shimon was married to both of them, and now when Shimon passed away, he left them both as Tzarais. So our Mishnah said, oh, Tzarais, Chotev Lemisyabais, says Rava, that's only if the Maimer was still intact. If he in fact gave her a get, Masha Noasan Lokach, whatever he put in, he took out, this Maimer now is as if it never took place. So now, when Shimon passes away, we go back to the original two secrets of Eishes Reuven, Eishes Shimon, and Levi, therefore can be Miyabim, both of them. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zagib.